Welcome back to our learning of Gemara Tainis together. Today we're learning Daf Dalim and Aleph, learning in the merit, the zechus of the hostages, that they should return home swiftly and safely. The soldiers should be safe. Israel should emerge victorious. Yesterday we ended off with a teaching from Rava. We'll do a number of teachings from Rava today, where he said that snow in the mountains is as beneficial to the land as five rainfalls. Rava, taglo turei, snow is beneficial to the mountains. Mitrazi li'ilyonei, heavy rain is beneficial to trees. Machanicha the prairie, gentle rain is good for produce. Arufula afilu the pirtsida de tolikala mahanyale. And light rain is beneficial to seed beneath the dirt, as that causes the seed immediately to crack open and begin to sprout. My rufila, what does the word rufila mean? Ure pili, mean uru from waken, and fili is cracks, so awakens the cracks. Vamar ula, hait surva mirabanan, a young student, dami le pirtsida de tolikala, is like a seed beneath a cloud of earth. The cave in Navat, Navat, because sometimes they seem like they're just dead. They're in dirt. Once they begin to sprout, then they will grow and grow and grow. From Rabbi Tzurmer Ibn, then Rasach. You see a young Tzurmer Ibn, a young Talmud Chacham get angry. Araisu to come Ratiach Le. It's a Torah that's causing him to become angry. And Rashi points out because by learning Torah, he widens his heart, he increases his sensitivity, and therefore he takes things more to heart, gets more upset. Shnemar Haloi Ko Devari Ke'esh Num Hashem. Is my word not like a fire, Hashem? Meaning it gets someone excited. From Avashi called to the Chumash, Eino Kashla Kibaritz. Any Chacham is not as hard as iron. Eino Talmud Chacham is not a true Torah scholar. Shnemar or Kapatish Yofetz, like a hammer, excel like a hammer that shatters rock. That when you learn Torah, it's compared to an iron hammer, and it's built to shatter rock. And this means that in order to really be a Talmud Chacham, you have to be someone who's iron willed. A, that you can put in the hours to learn, a B, is you don't bend, you're principled, and you stand up for those principles even when things push back against you. Otherwise, if you go with the times, you change by the day, so that this, yeah, you may know a lot, but it doesn't make you a Talmud Chacham. You learn it from that verse, that like, Kapatish Yifat Sela, you can actually learn it from elsewhere. Where else? Siv, Anu Hacham Asin Lay, Siv, Eret Asher, Avne Barzel, a land whose stones are iron. This is found in Devarim. Atikri Avana, don't read it. Stones, Ella Buneya, Boneha. It's builders. And who are the builders of the land? Those are the Talmud Chachamim, and therefore we compare them to iron. Amar Avina, Afil Hachimi Bayalei, Enjil Amelif, Navshi bin Nechusa. Nevertheless, a person should train himself to be calm. Mishinemab, Hasir Kasmi Lebecha. This says in Koheles, you remove anger from your heart. Rashi also points out here that when you see the Talmud Chacham get angry, it's a Torah that's, you know, sensitizing into the injustices of the world, etc. So therefore, you should be Donakav Slos and assume that's what it is, and it's not just that they're, you know, they have a angry temperament. Okay, new topic. Am Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Am Rabbi Yochanan, Shlosh Shalosh Shloka Gon. Three people made requests that weren't proper, and why that is not for now. Two of them guys still answered the request in the proper way. One way God answers them in an improper way. Elohein, Eliezer, Eben Avraham, Shaul ben Kish, the Melech, and Yiftach Geladi and Yiftach. Eliezer ben Eben Avraham, how did he make, what was his improper request? So he tests God. He says, right, he says to God, let it be the girl who comes, and when I say, can I get some drink? She goes, I don't want to give you a drink, I'll gift all your horses. So what was improper about that? Not only about testing God, which, by the way, is its own interesting sugya to talk about, and is there ever a time we're allowed to test God? And actually, words come up, and this will give you an indication where it might be allowed in all places in Hilchos Tzedakah. Okay. So, Yachavil Chagaris Avil Chuma. What was his problem? Because he took this a wager here. He betted, he hoped. He said, God, give me the right girl, but maybe someone would come out who was lame or blind or someone who wouldn't be proper for Yitzchak. Therefore, Haishu Gagom, God answered properly, and he's done like Rivka, and Rivka came out. Similarly, Shaul ben Kish says, whoever would slay this great man, I'll enrich him and I'll give him my daughter. So maybe a slave or a mamzer would have come out. Then you go on, it was David. Okay, so God answered him properly. So he says at one point, he takes a vow, whoever emerges from a door shall be consecrated and be given as an offering. Maybe a dog would have come out. Ahayshu Shloka Gon, therefore God answered him and responded in an improper way. Said, you took a neder that whoever comes out your door and you were not conscious of or he didn't care about the consequences that perhaps would have been a dog that came out. And how could you consecrate that? This is Lobito, his daughter who came out, and she was therefore sent away. And that's what Navi says. Yisrael, Hartziri ain Begilad and Rofa ain Sham. There's no Vam in Gilad. Is there no physician there? That is, God says to Yiftach, you should have annulled your vow by the prophet. There's no physician made by Pinchas, because you know it was all low kelgon, it wasn't proper. And what happened to his daughter? So either he actually wrought the sacrifice, which seems very extreme, or she herself was treated herself basically. She was celibate her whole life. She gets married. She says not to live in fulfillment of this vow. Or Yiftach could have annulled it, but he didn't. It says, which I have not commanded nor spoken, nor has it entered my mind. And it's an allusion to what I have commanded. This is first the son of Misha, the king of Moab. Where he took his firstborn son and actually brought him his offering. This refers to Yiftach, who should have had his vow annulled. This refers to Yitzhak ben Avram. This refers to Yitzhak, the son of Avram, where he said, again, it says, V'lo'os Liban, it never entered my mind, meaning to say, God commanded Avram to bring Yitzhak as a sacrifice, but never actually entered God's mind that Avram would do so, because that wasn't what was intended here. Okay. Amar Rabbi Brechia, says Rav Brechia, Avnei Yisrael Shol Shalok Agon, that the Jewish people, the congregation of Israel, made a request of God that wasn't proper. But God said, look, I'll answer you in a proper way. Shenamar, this is let us know, let us pursue the knowledge of Hashem. This is found in Hosea. Kishachar nochu motze, his going forth is sure as the morning. Yavo kageshem, and he shall come to us like rain. He said, God, you should be like rain. You should always be present. God says, my daughter, referring to Nesrael as a daughter, you request something. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad. It's not always good to have rain, and you want me to be like rain. What if it rains in the summer, as we know? It's not a good thing. Because look, but I will be to you like something that is always desirable. I'll be like dew to Israel. Okay, so basically they compare God to rain, to be like rain. God's like, rain's not good, but I'll be like dew, which we know is always good. Another time Jewish people made a request of God, it wasn't proper. They said, please put a seal on your heart, like a seal on your arm. You want me to be like a seal on my arm, or sometimes my arm is covered. You want me to be covered to Hester upon him? Let's look at Davar Shanera Olam, but I'll make myself always be seen by you. Behold, on my palms I've engraved you. As in, I will never forget you, it's always open. Okay, not totally sure what these all mean. Moving on to the halachic part. Ain shonless or shaman. We don't request rain except during the rainy season. So at this point, the Gemara said we're under the assumption that She'ela and Haskara mentioned the rain. Mashivuch Gemara Gashem She'ela Baruch and Baruch Aleinu Saint Talamatar are one and the same. Chad Milsi, one and the same, which is going to cause some issues if you think it's one and the same. Mantana. So who is the Tana who says at this point you can't mention the rain and who's the one who says you can only request rain close to the rainy season, meaning close to the rainy season, not during the summer months? So must be Rishua says, when we put the lulav down, in the eighth day of Sukkot, because the last day the lulav is used, as we know, is on Sukkot, our Shemitah Teres, is when we begin to ask for rain. Amar Abaye, I feel the same Rabbi Elazar, can even be Rabbi Elazar. Why? Because Rabbi Elazar says, you begin to mention on the first day, he differentiates between requesting, which is a she'ela, which you do on the eighth day, and haskara, which is just mentioning what you do on the first day. So there is a differentiation. Vigdamri lema, and the others who say differently. This is actually how the Ebraica goes. Rabbi Shua he damar mishas hanachasa. It's Rabbi Shua said Is it Rabbi Shua said you do it from when you put the lulav down on the eighth day? I'm Rabbi Field Tamer Rabbi Laz. No, actually, Rabbi Laz is she'ela chud zekar lechud, because he differentiates again between requesting for rain, which can be done on the eighth day, and mentioning rain, mashu ruach wadagosh, which is done on the first day. Rehuda Omar over the tables. Rehuda says anyone goes before the teva on the first day of Pesach says for Shacharis mentions mashu ruach wadagosh, but for Musaf does not. Urminu. We have another brisa of Rabbi Yehuda that clashes with this Mishnah. And it goes as follows. And until when do we request rain? Or Yehuda Omar Achiyah or Pesach, until Pesach passes. Not until the first day of Pesach, rather until after Pesach. Remeir Omer Achi over Nisan, even further until Nisan is over. Problem is, so Rehuda in one place says you do it until the first day of Pesach, and here you say it till afterwards. Amar Chista, Lokasha Kan L'Shol Kan L'Haskir. Again, we're differentiating between requesting rain, which seemingly you stop doing on the first day of Pesach, and mentioning it, which you do all the way through Pesach. So, Mishal Shal Azil, you request rain one. I did the opposite, which is why it's a problem. Meaning, mentioning rain, you do until the first day of Pesach. Mishal Shal Azil. Requesting rain, you do until Pesach's over. Lasking until Rishon Pasek, but whereas mentioning rain, you seize on the first day of Yontif. So this is a problem. It's an obvious problem, so much so that I made the mistake already. Amrula Hadrav Chista, Kashik Chomitz Lishnaim, Kashin Lainayim. He quotes an expression from a Pasek, and he says, "What you just said is so bad, it's like vinegar for the teeth and smoke to the eyes." If when one is not yet request for rain, one mentions it, as in Shmini Yetzeres, we haven't yet started requesting rain, yet we're mentioning it. Certainly then, when you're asking for rain, you should mention rain. Meaning, if you can mention rain without asking for it, certainly you should, then certainly it doesn't make sense to then, in this case, request rain when you're not allowed to mention it. Meaning, it's all opposite. I mean, I understand how you can mention rain without having asking for it. But I don't understand how you can ask for rain without mentioning it, and therefore this can't be true. So how are we going to resolve these problems wherever Yehuda one place saying it's the first day and another place saying the eighth day? So Amar Elo Amar Ula, trade time leader Yehuda. We have two different conflicting statements attributed to Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore that's to resolve it. There's a conflict of what he said. Rabbi Yossi Omer, I don't want to say that. In general, we try not to say that. So meaning what to say as follows: Ma'ach over Pesach. What does it mean until Pesach is over that you mentioned rain? Meaning, until the first Shliatsiba goes down on the first day of Pesach. I think that's even a more difficult read. He's really trying to stick it in there. He's really trying to twist it here. It's like a pretzel. Until Pesach ends, until the first Shliatsiba of Shachar is on the first day of Pesach ends, that's a little hard. First of all, we don't request for rain on Yontif, right? We don't say the same Talmud Levrach on Yontif, so it can't be talking about that. And what do you mean that this Bryce is like, oh, until when do you ask for rain? Until the first day of Yom Tov, but we don't ask the first day of Yom Tov either. So Amar Lei, so I wrote Yosef Dabai, and yes, Shlomo Torgerman. Actually, while the Shiach Tzibur might not do it, but the Torgerman, the guy translating, might insert it in there and say it. So the Torgerman Shalom Dabar Shein Tzarach Tzibur. Does the Torgerman insert things that are not required by the congregation? Since we stopped already mentioning rain the first day of Pesach, it's inappropriate to make a request for rain at that point. El Mechorda Kudu Ula. So rather, Ula again makes the most sense. There must be two times according to Ula. So we're not going to give up here. We're very obstinate. We want to resolve this contradiction in a better way than just saying it's two Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Omer, my Achi Rav Pesach, what does it mean until Pesach is over? Achi Yavar is Man Shechitas Pesach. Until the time for the Pesach, the slaughtering the Pesach is over, i.e. the first day of Pesach. We stop requesting rain. Okay. Ukesechil also came so far. And like the beginning, so to the end. Matlis Kamaskav Pisha in a show. Just at the beginning, one mentions rain, even though one's not begin to ask for it. Meaning on Shmini Atzeres, you begin to ask for rain on Shmini Atzeres, but you don't request it until later, until afterwards. So for Masker Apple Pisha in a Shoel, so to one mentions rain on Shachris of the first day of Pesach, even though they stop requesting from it on the previous day when you can no longer shach to Pesach. Omar Leia Baye, Bishop, let's listen, Masker. I understand why in the beginning you mentioned rain, even though you can't ask for it. Asgar Nami Ritsu Shelahi, because just mentioning rains and praising God for it is the first steps in making a request, right? You don't just say, give me this. You say, you're the most wonderful person I know. Can I please have something? Also, Ma Ritsu Shelahiko. By the end, since you're not making any request, why are you, why are you buttering up God, if you will, so to speak? Why are you preparing by stealth mentioning it? What's the benefit here? El Mechor de Kudula again, so Ula makes the most sense that there's two Tanas according to Ula. Omer Rav Asim Rav Yochanan, Halacha Rav Yehuda. The Halacha is according to Yehuda. We begin mentioning rain. Musav and Shmini Atzeres. Omer Rav Zeder Rav Yosi. Rav Zeder says Rav Yosi. Omer Rav Yochanan. How can Rav Yochanan really say Halacha? Do Rav Yochanan really say this? The Halacha is like Yehuda. You begin to mention rain and Shmini Atzeres. But now we learned in another Mishnah. This Mishnah is coming up in a few pages. Bishlosh Mar Cheshvan Shalaz Gasham. We don't ask for rain until the third of Mar Cheshvan. Lil says, no, on the seventh day, Relazar Omer, Halachar Rabbi Gamliel. Relazar says, Halachar Gamliel, that we don't ask for it until the seventh day. So, according to this, what do you mean we start mentioning rain on Shmini Atzeres? Our Malay, Gavra Gavra Karamis. You are messing this up. You are comparing, and Relazar does not need to agree with Yochanan does not need to agree with Relazar. That Rabbi Yochanan, who says, Halachar Yehuda, who does not need to agree with Rabbi with Rabbi Elazar over here, that it's halachah to Gamliel. Or you can say, Lokasha, Kan Lashoel, Kan Lahaskir. Or you can say, no. Rabbi Elazar, who says, if you can requesting rain, meaning Pasan Legar Gamliel, that's in Baruch Aleinu, that's taking place in December or in Mar Cheshvan. Kan Lahaskir, to mention rain, is Rabbi Yochanan's ruling, which happened in Shmiyat Zeres. Okay, which is our practice. Oh, 1 minute. Rabbi Yochanan, Mok Mashal Maskir. Rabbi Yochanan is also the author of the opinion that says, we mention and request rain, and we request for rain at the same time, meaning we don't divide it up. So, So, perhaps you can say as follows, that this that he said, we mention and we ask at the same time, that's talking about at the end. Meaning, once you stop asking, you stop mentioning. But in the beginning, he does indeed think you begin to ask prior to, begin to mention prior to asking. From Rav Yochanan, Hizchil, La'askir, Matzal, L'shoel. No, it can't be a bad answer, because we actually have an explicit statement from Rav Yochanan that says, when you begin to mention rain, it's also to begin to request it. Possible ask me when you cease to request for you cease to mention it. Thus, we see explicitly he says it all happened the same day. Elokasha halon halahu. Rei Lazaru says you begin to ask the seventh bar cheshvan applies to those to us, meaning those in Bavel. Halahu that it all happens on Shmita Teres is for those in Israel. Why? So clearly, it's an agricultural thing that in Bavel they guess things dried out in the fields longer all the way through Tishrei, and they didn't ask for rain then because the rain would ruin the things in the field. Whereas in Israel, once Tishrei passed, they already gathered all the harvest, so they begin to mention rain then. So Ma'ish don't let you done. So what is the difference? The Isla Pir Dibira, because we have produce in our fields in Tishrei. Lunami goes in Israel also, Isla Oli Regolim. There's also a reason why they should not want rain, even though their fields are empty at that point, but everyone's traveling there to pay the respects of Ar Regel to go to Ola Regel to go to Beis HaMikdash, and if it rained, that would mess up the holiday spirit. So, Kikam Rav Yochanan, Bezman Shein, Beis HaMikdash Kayin. Rav Yochanan is talking about, we begin to mention rain, and that matter, since it's Rav Yochanan, and ask for rain, and Shmiat Zeres, is when there's no longer Beis HaMikdash, and no one's going up to the temple. Everyone's going to the citadel, and the King David, and the Waldorf instead. So, Hash, the Isle Hachi. So, now that you arrive this, Hav HaHad Lahu, that you can say that, you can say both these apply to Israel. I mean, don't bifurcate and say, one's Israel, one's Bavel, below Kasha. Minum Khan, Bizvan Shabbat Mikdash Khan. When the Israel's around, it's Rabbi Elazar's ruling. Sorry, when the Bizvan Mikdash is around, it's Rabbi Elazar's ruling. We only begin to mention later on, the 7th of Mar Cheshvan, when everyone gets back and no longer traveling. And Khan, and according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says, no, it's from Shabbat Zerah, Bizvan Shabbat Mikdash Khan, when the Bizvan Mikdash is destroyed. Vanan, this is later Yoma. Now, Gemara says, what now, those of us who live in the diaspora who have 2 days of Shabbat Zerah, what we call Simchas Torah, Hichi Avdinan, how do we do, what do we do? When do we mention rain? So we're Amarav, Matzli bin Musafin. We say it at Musaf on Shmina Tzeres. We post it Mincha, don't say anything at Mincha, Arvaz, and Shacharis. And then, don't say anything at Mincha, Arvaz, and Shacharis. We close it at Musaf and say it again at Musaf the next day. Again, the logic being that since the Mishnah says you start doing it at Musaf, so, and since it's a Sveik of the Yoma, we only repeat the day because we don't know which is the real day, so to speak. So then, if you're supposed to start saying it at Shmina Tzeres Musaf, so then replicate it the next day as well and start saying it at Simchas Torah Musaf. And the way you do that is by not saying it at Mincha, Marav or Shachris. Amr Shmuel, Puk over Lilabai. Go and say to Abba, which is talking about Rav. Okay. Ach Shas is Kodesh. After you treat the 8 days holy, Tasa Chol, you treat it as ordinary, as Chol, meaning, let's make it's that you're not going to, you treat it as Kodesh, that now it's a day you're saying, Mashiv Ruach, and now you're going to treat it as Chol, it's not like it's not Yontif, and you're not going to say it. Amr Shmuel, Matz, Musav, and Mincha. You say it in the Musav and Mincha. We post the Garvah Shachris. We don't say Marav and Shachris on the ninth day again because you want to make it the initiation began on at Musaf. Close Matzah Musaf and then say it again at Musaf. Rav Omer, and this is our practice. Kavish Hizchil Shuvein and Posek. Once you begin to say the Musaf, never stop. Achinam Rav Sheshes Kavish Hizchil Shuv Eino Posek. Don't once you begin, don't stop saying. Vav Rav Hadavin Rav retracted. Amar Rav Chanan Amar Rav. Moda Esrim Echad Yom, you're 21 days from Rosh Hashanah, Kedera Shimona Esrim Yom Rosh Hashanah Ad Yom Kippur, the same way one counts 10 days from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur, Umasil, and then one begins to mention the rain the following day, the 20, which is the 8th day of Sukkot, Shemitah Teres, the Kevish Yisrael Shemitah Posek, never begin, but Hilchazah Kevish Yisrael Shemitah Posek, and the Gemara concludes, our practice, once you begin saying on the Musaf on Shmiat Zeres, don't stop, and you say it then and forevermore until Pesach. I wish you all a wonderful day.